Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, underage sale prohibited. Introducing Zone Nicotine Pouches, the perfect balance of unparalleled comfort, longer-lasting flavor, and nicotine that satisfies. Whether you're zoning in during the race or zoning out after a tough day at work, Zone gets you there faster and keeps you there longer. Available in 7 flavors and in 6 and 9 milligram strengths. Find Zone at ZonePouches.com and retailers near you. Own your Zone with Zone Nicotine Pouches. Napa!
Silence is golden, especially when it comes to brakes. That's why Napa Silent Guard are built to be one of the smoothest and most quiet brakes on the market. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad, rubber-coated hardware for a better fit, and quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Silent Guard brakes deliver the stopping power drivers demand. Available now at Napa locations nationwide. Napa!
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following is a production of the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network presents NASCAR Live Wide Open.
Off the end of the back straightaway, Larson's going to send it. Larson's in the wall. Larson's on Hamlin's back bumper. Logano leads down the back straightaway. Keselowski's in line. Now he turns him. Both Team Penske cars crash. Keselowski is up in a ball of flame.
NASCAR Live Wide Open is brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. Now, here is your host, Mike Bagley.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another installment of NASCAR Live Wide Open here on the Motor Racing Network. So glad that you've hit download and you're joining us. A lot of exciting times this week at Uptown Charlotte. It is what's called Production Days, and this is where all of the NASCAR Cup Series drivers come to the NASCAR Hall of Fame at the Convention Center, and they visit with folks like Motor Racing Network, our colleagues with the Performance Racing Network, NBC Sports, Fox. Everybody gets the preseason time with the drivers, and that's exactly what we're doing this week. Lots of excitement about the racing season. Of course, stop and think about it. 2 weeks from Sunday, it is the Busch Light Clash at the Coliseum. The dawn of a new racing season has arrived. Wanted to bring you two interviews that we did this week at Production Days, and they both involve Legacy Motor Club drivers. Legacy Motor Club, obviously in the middle of a transition from Chevy to Toyota, and also in the middle of a transition with its driver core. Eric Jones will be in the number 43. John Hunter Nemechek has left the Joe Gibbs Racing crew on the Xfinity Series side and now has made his way over to the Cup Series, made his return to the NASCAR Cup Series, and he's doing it with Legacy Motor Club. Want to take you back and let you hear the thoughts that Eric Jones shared just 2 days ago.
Eric Jones joins us here on NASCAR Live Wide Open. Eric, how are you? How's things?
I'm good. It's kind of getting back in the swing of it. I got back to town last week, been traveling a little bit, and went to a buddy's wedding this last weekend, but now it's It's kind of game on the next few weeks, getting ready to go for the Clash, but it's been good.
So much new up at Legacy Motor Club, and yet you've been Richard Petty Motorsports since 2021. Can you even describe walking in there in 2021, 2 years, 3 years later, looking at what you have this year? I cannot imagine how dynamic that change has been.
No, not really. You know, I still remember the first time I went to the shop and met everybody, and that was up in... not Level Cross, but geez, I'm forgetting the name. Right on the RCR campus is where it was then. But yeah, I went in there and, you know, knew we had work to do, and everybody did, and we had goals that we wanted to accomplish as a group. But to see it expand to what it is now, you know, as a two-car team with, you know, Maury and Jimmy coming in, you know, with the move to Toyota, it's a lot of things I would have loved to have seen then that have now happened, but never really knew how that path was going to play out. But yeah, it's been cool to be a part of the ride and you know, just hoping to have success with it. You know, it'd be so cool just to be a part of this group, you know, back in 21 to grow it into, you know, what's hopefully going to become a perennial contender.
Does it feel like a new start with all of the changes?
It does and it doesn't.
Yeah.
You know, there have been a ton of changes. The thing that has really stayed the same, my 43 guys are very similar to when I joined on the team themselves. You know, we made a crew chief change my second year to Dave. Had a couple of engineers change here and there over the years, but a lot of my guys in the car are the same guys I've had now for a long time. And honestly, it's the longest I've really worked with one group of guys, you know. So that's been fun. I've had enough probably of, you know, changing manufacturers and team owners and, you know, logos and team names. I'm good on that for a minute. I'm tired of throwing away clothes every year. But it's all been for the better, you know. So it's been fun to see.
The team found some speed. You guys, especially over the course of last year, you really, really found some speed, and you were in a unique situation with Chevrolet, with your former manufacturer there. Are those type things you feel that can transfer over to this year with the new Toyota?
Well, you know, I think some of the basics of it, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, there's some things that are common car to car. Obviously, our body is different, our motor is different, and that's going to be a new experience. But there are some common things that I think carry over and we can probably apply and use. So, yeah, it was cool to see. You know, I mean, it was a tough year in a lot of ways, but to take what we left Sonoma with, you know, in the summertime there in June, and how frustrated I think everybody was, you know, from me on down, and build to what we kind of ended the year at was huge. You know, everybody kind of put their head down and went to work and, you know, made a plan to figure it out, and, you know, not kind of, there was a choice to be made there, right? You can either kind of lay down and take your lumps, or you can go to work and make it better. And my guys dove in and figured out how to make something out of it, and even put ourselves in contention for a win at you know, Texas late in the year, which was awesome. So was proud of that, and hopefully can carry some of it over.
You raced against Jimmy Johnson. Now you're driving for Jimmy Johnson. How has that dynamic changed? And then Jimmy Johnson's being inducted into the Hall of Fame. Just kind of describe how that has evolved over time with the Hall of Famer.
Yeah, it's, you know, I met Jimmy a while ago now. I met him back maybe 2011-ish. You know, we in Michigan, we were working with kind of the same management group at the time. And then got into NASCAR, ended up racing against him, and knew him as a competitor. And, you know, he had given me some advice along the way. And then obviously coming back into the ownership side last year with us, you know, it was neat to see. It's been a neat transition to see him move into the owner role. Honestly, to see his growth as an owner in 1 year has been cool to see. You know, when he first came into the role, I think there was probably more into it than, you know, what he knew he was getting into, and that's fair, right? But to see where he is now today, I think is really impressive, and the moves and decisions he's made as an owner in the last 12 months, you know, has put us in a good spot here. So that's been cool, and you know, just getting to know him better. And then, yeah, Friday night, heading to his induction ceremony is going to be awesome for him. And, you know, it's cool when you see someone you raced and competed against, you know, say they're in the Hall of Fame. It's pretty neat.
That's Eric Jones, the driver of the number 43 Toyota Camrys for Legacy Motor Club. Now he has a brand new teammate in John Hunter Nemechek. John Hunter stopped by earlier this week as well.
John Hunter, back to the Cup Series. Just your emotions, your level of excitement as you return to the Cup Series.
I'm super excited. This is a huge accomplishment for myself, and really the gamble that we kind of took on myself, not only myself, but Toyota, Kyle Busch, and all of our great partners that have supported me to be able to move from the Cup Series back to the Truck Series and kind of revamp and show that I can win races and that I'm talented enough, I guess, to do this on Sundays, and then now with the opportunity to move up with Legacy Motor Club to race on Sundays, and thankful for everyone involved, Maury and Jimmy, for taking a shot on me, and Cal for believing in me, and looking forward to getting back on Sundays and trying to go chase some wins.
You just mentioned getting to win in the Truck Series and Xfinity Series. Winning races is so important to any race car driver. Is that what you bring over the last couple of years, or what are some other lessons that you bring from the last couple of years to this new opportunity again?
I think for me, moving up to the Cup Series when I was so young, you get humbled very, very fast. That is for sure. So being able to kind of move back down to the Truck Series and go through the whole process again of running in the Truck Series, running in the Xfinity Series, and now getting to go back to the Cup Series, I think it makes you mentally stronger. I think that it has helped me grow as a person, as a race car driver. It's taught me a lot of valuable lessons, I would have to say. I feel like I'm more patient now than I was back then. And really, I think it just has put a lot of different things into perspective for me. So I'm excited about this opportunity to get back racing on Sundays, and excited to see what we can do as a team. Legacy Motor Club is only going up from here.
You mentioned the team. There's a lot of new, obviously. Legacy Motor Club, Toyota is familiar to you. But one thing that is very familiar with you is Ben Bayshore. What a season you guys had last year. 7 wins Xfinity Series, nearly won the championship. How important is that for you and your development to have that familiar voice, that familiar crew chief going into this year?
I'm excited for sure about having Ben with me. I was grateful that he made the move over from JGR with me to Legacy Motor Club, and to have a familiar voice going into a new setting is huge, in my opinion. The chemistry is there, the communication is there, being able to chat about adjustments, cars, anything really, just to have him as a familiar voice on the radio. Pretty much everyone else is new to me this year, so just trying to kind of make the most of it. And I think Ben being able to be familiar with all the tools that Toyota provides already, with being in the Toyota camp, I think it will help us get up to speed a little bit faster. And for myself as well, Ben having a couple years of Cup racing under his belt with a next gen car, and really just me trying to pick his brain and soak up as much information as I can from him of different adjustments that he may do, kind of what to focus on for these longer duration races, and kind of his mindset going in is completely different than the Xfinity cars and the trucks. So it's a whole new atmosphere for me, a whole new learning experience. So to have someone that's familiar with it is definitely super valuable.
This week, your team owner, Jimmy Johnson, will be inducted into the NASCAR Hall of Fame. What has it been like getting to meet Jimmy, or getting to know Jimmy closer in this relationship? What has that been like for you to spend and to be hired by a Hall of Famer, as a matter of fact?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It definitely puts a big smile on my face to be able to kind of have a relationship with him. And for me, growing up watching him is one of the greatest of all time out there, being consistent, winning races, winning championships. I mean, winning 7 championships in the Cup Series is a very hard task to accomplish. And he's definitely one of the best. His mindset and I feel like what he has done for the sport of NASCAR, from the training side to just how he handles himself on and off the racetrack, it's been amazing to be able to sit in the same room with Jimmy and kind of pick his brain about the past and things that he did, and even going forward, kind of his thoughts on everything. But huge congratulations to Jimmy on being inducted into the Hall of Fame. It's definitely well deserved, and I'm grateful grateful for the opportunity to drive for him at Legacy Motor Club, and hopefully we can go chase some of his numbers and create his legacy 2.0 at Legacy Motor Club as a team owner. Can you get inducted into the Hall of Fame twice?
We'll see. We'll find out. Jimmy, if anyone can, Jimmy would be the
Jimmy
one.
Would be the guy.
No doubt about it. Also, they've added Matt Kenseth to the mix over there as well. What's that been like to have another Hall of Famer to pick his brain?
It's been awesome to be able to have Matt involved. Matt is a very funny guy. Wouldn't think that, but he definitely is a very funny guy. I've been able to spend a decent amount of time with Matt here over the last few months, and being able to chat with Matt, you never really know what he's going to say or what is going to come across the way that it does, but I've thoroughly enjoyed getting to know Matt more and kind of pick his brain and mindset. And I mean, Jimmy and Matt, even going through the Xfinity playoffs last year, just asking them questions and getting advice from them on mindset things. And they've been a huge help so far, and we haven't really even started here at Legacy Motor Club yet. So definitely grateful for both of those relationships.
Very exciting, that's for sure. What would make this a good season? Do you have goals? Are you a numbers guy? What would make this a good season?
I haven't really set numbers, let's say. We have goals internal as a team, but overall, I just want to be successful. We're continuing to build this program at Legacy Motor Club, and we want to build the team and the organization to where we can be competitive every single week. And I definitely feel like the vision is there. Now we just have to go out and prove that we can do it.
So that's the 1-2 punch for Legacy Motor Club for 2024. Of course, Jimmy Johnson will be that third car on track in the 84. And by the way, in case you missed it, Jimmy will be attempting several races this year, including the season opening Daytona 500. His friends at Carvana will be back on the quarter panels of his number 84 car. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow night, we've got the NASCAR Hall of Fame induction ceremony where we will induct Jimmy Johnson, Chad Knaus, his crew chief, and Donnie Allison. Motor Racing Network airtime, 8 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow night. Hope you check us out. Don't forget NASCAR Live Tuesday night at 7 Eastern, and we're back here next Thursday with another download of NASCAR Live Wide Open. Until then, for producer Trey and the rest of the MRN team, I'm Mike Bagley. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you later on. So long.
NASCAR Live Wide Open is brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
From outdoor care to home and auto repair, do it with Craftsman. Find the tools, equipment, and storage you need at your local Lowe's, Ace Hardware, or Craftsman.com.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy and four tires to Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Money stop here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Hey everyone, it's Kyle Busch. At Cheddar's, you get a variety of American classics in a place that feels like home. They have comfort food like hand-breaded chicken tenders, homemade chicken pot pie with nearly a half a pound of roasted chicken under that golden flaky crust, slow-smoked baby back ribs so big they're falling off the plate, all for unbeatable prices. And the best part? A free honey butter croissant for every guest. Now that's how they do it. Cheddar's. Get a lot for not a lot.
Whelan Engineering, a global leader in the emergency warning industry, designs and manufactures reliable and powerful warning lights, white illumination lighting, sirens, controllers, and warning systems for the automotive, aviation, and mass notification industries worldwide. Whelan products are designed, sourced, and manufactured in America and tested on site to meet the toughest industry standards. Whelan Engineering, manufactured in America for over 70 years. We never left, and we're here to stay.